Started the week off this week with one of your bills, Senator, that deals with illegal gambling machines.
That is one of my bills and one of my priorities for the year, and I think a priority with a lot of people in the Senate. We're just being flooded in this state with these illegal gambling machines. They call them gray boxes. They can be black, pink, blue, whatever, but they're just flooding the state. And in comparison's sake, there's like 16,900 slot machines in our 13 licensed casinos, which are all licensed, pay their fees, pay taxes, everything's good. Schools get the money, but we've got almost as many unlicensed machines. And I don't know if people out in the district have seen these. I've seen several of them. They are completely unregulated. The state gets no money. Schools get no money out of them. They're just a mess going on right now. And I don't want Missouri to look like a Las Vegas. The Gaming Commission's had over 160 complaints on them. There's been some lawsuits filed, some prosecutors that filed something, but nothing's really gone to court. So I've got a bill out there that's going to regulate them a lot more. And most of them are located in convenience stores or places sell alcohol. I mean, I've seen them in a convenience store right next to fast food, so all these little kids are going in there. There's pictures of people playing them with kids sitting on their lap. There's pictures of people, you know, kids 16, 17 years old playing them. That's a major concern of mine. I think Illinois has got like 30,000 of them so far. And in revenue has dropped. Lotteries citing that just a small area along I-44 from Rolla to St. James, they've lost over $800,000 in lottery sales just in that amount of time of people going in and paying these one-armed bandits is basically what they amount to. They do disguise them in a lot of different ways. They call them different things, but basically that's still what they amount to. There's never been a court case lost to them when they've sued the states. Other states had problems with it. Missouri's a little bit behind. We tried to pass it last year, couldn't do it, and I'm giving it my best shot this year. Stayed on the floor till 8 o'clock Monday night, and then we laid it over at that time, but we're not done yet, so we'll go back and negotiate. And I don't know that people really are so much, I know people want it. I don't know that the body is really against passing something, or certain maybe five or six people, and they've basically filibustering it, but they want sports betting, and I'm really not ready to open that up to sports betting right now, to where it's going to have to be awfully controlled. And I've seen some bad things out of other states, maybe some good. They want to regulate it and want us to make something, you know, illegal, but then again turn make another type of gambling legal. And so I have mixed thoughts about that. There's even one place that actually is a fraternal organization up around Phelps County, up around Rolla. They had a sign out there, or put it on Facebook, excuse me, enticing people to come in and play their illegal machines. Just going on, do you enjoy the boats? You no longer have to travel to that distance to get your chance to win big money. Just come out our post, have a drink, and enjoy the new machines. So just blatantly rubbing our nose into it that these illegals are out there. And some of them have random numbers, but we don't know how often they pay out, what they pay out. I'm sure it's likely they're not paying taxes on a lot of it. Some of them have got the excuse that they tell you right up front, you can press a button and they says, well, you're not going to win. Well, you go ahead and play, then you can play the rest of the time till it works out. So Americans are pretty creative when it comes to making bucks. There's definitely big bucks being made there.
Another measure that's now on its way to the House addresses serious crime in Missouri.
Realizing that serious crime, especially in our major cities, and Springfield's included in that, but where St. Louis is at, where Kansas City's at, like number one, number four, and murder rates, a mess, and then it's kind of a spillover from that. And even Springfield has got involved where they're fourth, I think, in the nation in car thefts or something like that. And so that is on its way to the House, and it's a good bill, and that's proud of him for bringing it up. We were able to pass that with only a few dissenting votes on that. And I've got a bill out there dealing with pretrial assessments where we're having issues. The Supreme Court says basically someone's not seriously, isn't a threat to society, that thou shall, you know, not have to post a bond. They have to take consideration their income and other things before they allow them to post a bond. And I think it's wrong. I think somebody steals a car, that's a serious threat to society. I mean, they can crash somebody, do this, do that. I think drugs can even be in that cause a lot of people to steal. I've been in one of the jail facilities in the district, and the sheriff there told me 80% of the crime somehow related back to drugs, whether it may not have been drugs, caught with drugs, but it's them breaking into the houses, doing this or doing that. Oftentimes, I mean, home break-in, people get shot, people die from it. So it can be the thief or, you know, the victim. Something that needs to be done, so I've got a bill out there on that, and we're still working on that.
All at the same time, appropriations continues to work toward that May 8th deadline on the budget for next year.
It is, and it's grown again this year. We're at $30.9 billion, I think it is. So we're still taking testimony, voted out a couple bills. So we'll continue to work that. It is pretty massive, and I've been on 6 or 8 years or 10 years, I don't know, between the House and the Senate, but still learn every day about different parts of it and what all amounts. And I did something serious. Former Speaker of the House, Todd Richardson, who's done an incredible job with Medicaid and Division of Health, really looking into it. It's amazing finding Missouri is one of the five most generous states in the United States with general revenue spent towards Medicaid. So we're not ignoring people. people. We take it very serious, but there's some things going on that have to be watched. He's done an incredible job, incredible dedication towards doing that, working with hospitals, and put his life into it. So I'm very proud of Todd Richardson.